Through the prophet Amos this morning, the Lord says, "Woe to the complacent in Zion, lying upon beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on their couches." I doubt any of us have beds of ivory, but we probably all have couches, and we probably enjoy stretching comfortably on them. There was a study just a few months ago that said the average American watches 4.5 hours of television per day. We love to stretch comfortably on our couches and watch TV. Contrast that warning from the prophet about complacency with the words of St. Paul today to Timothy. Pursue righteousness, compete well for the faith, lay hold of eternal life. St. Paul, if you will, is calling us to get up off of our couches, teaching us that Christianity is an active way of life that requires commitment from us and effort beyond even just an hour in church on Sunday morning. We're called every day, each hour of the day, as disciples of Christ to pursue righteousness, to strive with all our might to follow after Him. Certainly, His grace is what is most important in our life. But we have to receive that grace and put it to good use in our lives. Cooperate with it. Use the grace He gives us to follow Him faithfully and to build up His kingdom. The gospel today falls into this context, teaches us how we are called to be active Christians. Above all, by performing works of mercy toward those who suffer. We had the rich man with Lazarus lying there at his door, which means he could not have been ignorant. He could not have been unaware of this poor man. Every time he left home or returned, he had to step over this man lying at his door. But he remained complacent, stretched comfortably on his couch, not doing even the least thing, not even giving scraps from his table to relieve the suffering of Lazarus. And for this he was condemned to torment after his death. The call as active, practicing Catholics to extend the mercy of God to those who suffer, to be His instruments in the world, His instruments of mercy. You know, we're coming into kind of the home stretch of this Jubilee Year of Mercy when our Holy Father has called us to renew our understanding of mercy and our commitment to practice it in our lives. Mercy, simply put, is what love looks like when it encounters any form of suffering or misery. It's the heart that doesn't ignore, isn't blind to the needs of others, but is moved with compassion and reaches out to those in need. And if we want to know what mercy looks like, we need only recall the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. That list of works of mercy that the church teaches us are the way that we practice this in our lives. If you know someone who is ignorant, instruct him. If you happen to witness a sin, admonish the sinner. Is someone in your life sorrowful or mourning? Comfort her. Has someone wronged you? Forgive him. Give food and drink to the hungry. Visit the sick and imprisoned. Provide shelter for the homeless. So many ways we can put this into practice in our life. And it's hard to think of our newest saint, St. Teresa of Calcutta, without thinking of these works of mercy. She's a magnificent example of this. Mother Teresa spent her life not stretched comfortably on her couch, but constantly showing mercy to those who suffer, tirelessly, going out into the streets, caring for the poorest of the poor, spending herself for souls, never counting the cost. The wonderful example she is for us, of one who allowed her heart to be moved with compassion anytime she saw suffering. And she would be the first one to tell us that we don't have to go to India to find those in need of mercy. They're in our own homes, she says. People who may not be starving for food or thirsting for water, but people who are starved for love, who thirst for another to open their heart to them. Our Lord's words are harsh for those who complacently sit back and simply desire to be entertained. But his rewards are lavish for those who show mercy to their neighbors. So let us in this Holy Mass, in a moment of silence, think to ourselves about one person in our lives who is in need of mercy. One person who is suffering in some way. And as we adore our Lord on the altar and receive him this morning in Holy Communion, let's ask him to move us by his grace to be instruments of mercy, that one person we think of at this Mass, we might turn to in love and mercy, that they might see in us Christ, who is the perfect embodiment, the perfect incarnation of the mercy of God. Saint Gerard Majella, pray for us.